Hey, Nick.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm awesome, man. What's going on? What's up? What can I do for you today?
Okay. I got a request for you.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a Round Brilliant, eye color, clean SI1 clarity. My predicament is size, though. So what happened, or what we have going on, is I need to replace a stone that's a carat 4, so 1.04 carat, but it has a 6 3/4 millimeter. So I don't know what my options are. It's an insurance claim. I
What do you
chipped
mean
the stone,
6 3/4? 6.75, literally?
Yep.
So it's a super shallow stone.
Yeah.
Can you give me all the dimensions?
Not. Let's see. The
What we're gonna have to
stone.
do is we're gonna have to go. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give me the dimensions. Go ahead.
I was gonna say I'd have to take the stone out, and I don't have
Oh.
that other. I don't have the depth.
Oh, no problem. So it's broken? It's chipped or something?
Yeah, I chipped it during setting.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no shit. And it's her mom's diamond.
Oh, gosh. Just gotta super glue it on there. It'll be fine. I'm
I
just
know.
playing with you. No. All right, so we gotta replace that. It's probably gonna be a bigger carat weight, but I'm
Right.
concerned about like the depth, like fitting it into the diamond. Like if I match the millimeter, but it's like deeper than that one, would you still be able to fit that in there?
It should work. I mean,
Okay.
it's a basic crown for, that size millimeter stone.
Okay, I got you. So let me.
The only thing that I haven't clarified with my insurance company yet is if they're going to pay for carat weight or millimeter size or how we're going to do that. But, the customer has a, they remember seeing this diameter in that ring. Versus the carat weight.
Yeah, so because I understand, because the insurance company is going to go by carat weight, right? Because that's how they're going to see that. But you need the millimeter, otherwise it's no good. I
Yeah.
give you a 104, but it's 6.4 or 6.5. It's not going to. I mean, maybe that would work for them. So I have
Yeah,
to.
and I haven't heard back from my insurance company yet, so
Okay. All right. Let me. Okay. So you didn't get clarification from them just yet?
no, so I was just seeing what you had for either that something in that millimeter range and in that carat range.
All right. So I'm just pulling up everything that I have right now. So like 6.75, it's like a 120, which you probably knew, but yeah, 6.75, and then we're looking for an ISI1. So I have like a 110 ISI1 that's 6.6.
Okay.
And the insurance companies usually don't want to go. They won't want to go smaller than the what it's insured for, but they usually let you go bigger. They'll just only offer you a certain amount. So, tell me what you want to do. You want to replace it with the same millimeter, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah,
So.
'cause I mean, I don't want to give them a smaller appearing stone. They'll understand, but it's still.
Yeah. So I have a 120 ISI1. It's 6.71 by 6.77,
Okay.
and it's 2250. So I'm guessing that that would probably work. I have another one that is 120 ISI1, 6.79, 6.74, 2880. So I will send you, I'll email you this quote.
Okay.
And then go ahead and, you know, see what you can do with the insurance company. What's your insurance company? Is it Jewelers Mutual?
No, it's Federated.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So let me. So how do you like? Have you had to do a claim with them before?
No, this is the first one.
Okay. So this is, we're just learning as we go, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. So
yeah, because I don't know if I have to reimburse them for the damaged stone. She never mentioned anything. And so, I don't know if I have to buy both of these stones. You know, the one I have to replace it and then the damaged one. I don't know.
That sucks, man. I'm sorry.
No, it had a thin girdle. But no, it was a routine setting. I mean, routine crown, everything was so average and normal.
Yeah.
And just that sound. And
God.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. When did that happen? That was...
This was a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. I'd say maybe a month ago, because we've been waiting, to connect and back and forth. And, I'd say a month ago.
Okay.
But I've just been waiting for them to give me an answer on what they wanted to do.
Okay, so what was the... So, like, you called them right away, and you were like, hey,
yep.
Sorry, but this happened.
Yep.
And what'd they say?
They were very understandable. And
really?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, these things happen.
Yep. Yep. And, they were very understandable. She didn't want it recut, because I had presented that option to them. Like, well, we can recut it. You know, that way you still have the same stone, it's just going to be a little bit smaller, and it's like just the thought of that made her cry.
Aww.
So.
Thanks. So it's like, no, don't do it.
Yep. But yeah, no, the dude could have like picked me up in his palm. He's this big, giant, massive guy.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, I mean, yeah, like, you know, size 18 finger sizes, and, you know, just this big guy, and yeah, he gave me a little bit of shit, but it was, we were joking afterwards, so it went well, but still,
yeah.
Not a thing I like to deal with, but.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's just transparency, honesty, all that stuff, you know, you can't, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, absolutely, because, I mean, then... You know, you can't go wrong. You know, this is what happens. You know, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, and he was giving you shit, but, like, not because he thought it was, like, your fault, just because of the situation, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, the whole thing of, you know, diamonds are supposed to be the hardest thing in the world and all that. I'm like, well, they are very hard, but they're also extremely fragile. And I told him, I said, I'm not blaming your stone, but your stone is very, very thin, you know, on the edges. But I couldn't go into that too much because it had already been set before. So obviously it wasn't a problem before. It's just however happened. And like I haven't pulled the prongs apart to see if there was a little rough spot or something, you know, where that chip occurred. Or I don't know.
Yeah, I think, man, yeah, it was good that you didn't go all into that because, I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, it's like trying to explain, you know, algebra and exponents to someone that knows how to add and subtract only. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It's
yeah.
like they understand, you know, that there's more that they don't know, but, like, it should make sense, right? You know, it's the hardest hardest thing on earth. It's like, yeah, diamonds break all the time and chip all the time. It's still, you know, 10 on the hardness scale, but, you know, we put them together in these delicate formations, and sometimes it happens. And, yeah, you said it's like thin girdle, the shallow stone. So, anyway, what do they call that? They call that a swindle cut diamond.
Okay. Yeah,
because it's like, you know, that face is up like it's a 120, but it's a 104.
Yeah. You could swindle cut.
Yeah, you probably could have had it recut and still had it over a carat. So, but she didn't want to.
Yeah, because it would have just. Well, yeah. Yeah, it would have. And it's not that big, but it's still there.
Yeah. Well,
if I would have rotated it just a little bit more, I could cover a lot of it with the, you know, with the prong, but yeah.
Yeah, so now, are they going to get to keep that diamond if you replace the diamond?
I would assume so. It's their property.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into any legalities over this, you know, but, yeah, I mean, it's their stone. I don't have any desire to.
Yeah, you're not, like, trying to be, like, I was just saying, like, you know, they'll still be able to keep the stone, you know, for the sentimentality and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so you let me know what we need to do with this. These are, I'm sure I have more of these that just haven't been entered in yet. So if I need to find something different, you let me know.
Okay.
But I sent you the two 120s and the 110 ISI ones, and you let me know what which direction we move when you hear from the insurance company. You don't want anything in yet, right?
No, I gotta wait to hear back from the insurance to know what I'm gonna do from there. So
awesome.
But yeah, sounds like you got a couple options for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're getting new diamonds every day, so if one of these don't work, I'll have something different for you.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks for thanks for leaning on me on this one. I'll definitely help you out, and then we'll talk to you real soon. All right. Take care.
All right. Sounds good, Nick.
Thanks.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Yep. Bye.